with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. Parkinson's disease has recently been in the headlines following World Parkinson's Day. The ability to speak clearly and with sufficient volume is one of the challenges faced by people suffering this neurological disease. The LSVT Loud speech therapy program, developed in the United States, is proving very beneficial for Parkinson's patients worldwide. LSVT stands for Lee Silverman Voice Therapy and is named after a patient who participated in the original program. David Kinane of Banter Speech and Language in Sydney is a well-known speech pathologist and is accredited to deliver the LSVT Loud program. Barbara Sullivan spoke to David by phone and firstly asked him to give a brief explanation of Parkinson's and the involvement of speech pathology.
Parkinson's disease is a progressive and incurable neurological condition. It's surprisingly common. It affects about 1 in 350 Australians, and that includes 12,000 younger people or people who are of working age.
Good heavens.
Yeah, and it actually has an enormous social and economic cost to Australia. I mean, one estimate was $775 million of lost productivity as a result of it. But more importantly, it has an enormous social impact on Australia. Most people I know somebody or know somebody who knows somebody with Parkinson's disease.
Yes, one of the effects of Parkinson's is obviously the voice. I mean, there's a lot of motor effects. But can you just briefly explain why the majority of people with Parkinson's find it difficult to speak with sufficient volume for others to hear?
We know that at least 65% of people with Parkinson's disease have voice problems. The most common of those is reduced loudness. But some people also have a monotone voice or a vocal tremor. Some sound really hoarse in voice quality, almost like they're whispering in a really hoarse way. And we know that it may be more common than 65%. So we know it may be up to 90% of people with Parkinson's disease encounter voice problems. Of those, reduced volume is the most serious problem. And it's serious for a couple of reasons. So a quiet voice can force you into retirement early. It can force you to give up on activities you enjoy, even to become depressed and isolated, and that can literally leave you without a voice. Now, there's no single cause for those voice issues, Barbara, and I guess what we look to are two main contributing factors. The first are those general motor symptoms that you were talking about, particularly the muscle rigidity, sort of the slow movements, the tremor, and the instability. We think that those general symptoms affect the lungs. They affect the voice box, including the vocal cords and the jaw. And secondly, we know that lots of people with Parkinson's disease lose their ability to self-monitor or calibrate their own speech volume. And this is incredibly frustrating because people with Parkinson's might feel like they're shouting when in fact they're whispering. And interestingly, a person with PD sometimes will turn up to the GP with their partner and demand that their partner get a hearing aid, or in fact that the whole world needs a hearing aid, when in fact the problem is with their voice and their reduced loudness.
And this is what the LSVT Loud program actually addresses. Now, how, when and where was this program developed?
Yeah, so LSVT Loud was actually developed a long time ago. It was back into the early 1980s, and it was developed in Denver, Colorado by a couple of doctors. Probably the lead researcher in this area is Dr. Lorraine Ramig. Later, she was joined by people like Dr. Cynthia Fox and a whole team of researchers. And my understanding is an interesting story. Back in 1983, Dr. Rami met one of her colleagues, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Gould, and he asked her to go and have a look to see a family friend with Parkinson's disease. And that friend's name was Lee Silverman. And Lee Silverman's family were incredibly upset that they couldn't hear the voice that they so identified with Mrs. Silverman as the mother and the wife, the person that they loved and cherished so well. And they were also aware at that time that traditional articulation therapy, where you just did simple articulation drills, didn't tend to result in long-term gains out in the real world, which was really challenging. So what actually ended up happening was that the Silverman family funded the very first research project in the mid-80s on what would later become known as LSVT-Loud. And later, there was a lot more research that was done, including with a lot of support from the US government and the terrific Michael J. Fox Foundation. And this led to the publication of what would later be several randomized controlled trials, which are one of the highest levels of evidence that we have in science, and they proved that the treatment is effective, it's safe, and it works.
Well, tell us about the program itself. What is it based on?
So there are five factors that you look to as the core of LSVT. And the first factor is an almost obsessive focus on increasing volume. So as soon as a client walks into my room, I immediately instruct them to think loud and, most importantly, to be loud. And that focus is absolutely the most important part of the program. The second part is a focus on improving the client's perception of their own vocal efforts. That's that calibration we were talking about before. So, for example, we might get them to listen to a lot of recordings of themselves where they can hear how loudly they are compared to somebody else who is also being recorded. And it's really interesting. Again, I've had a couple of clients sort of say to me, "Oh, David, you fiddled with the controls on the voice recorder. I'm not that quiet. I'm speaking really loudly." And it's that kind of training to help them recalibrate how loud they are and their perception of how much effort it is to be loud that is also at the core of this program. One thing that LSVT is really famous for, particularly for, I guess, my neighbours in the clinic, is how intense it is. It's very much based on those principles of use it or lose it, or what, I guess, more positively, use it to improve it. And what that means is it's a real vocal workout. We don't waste any time in the sessions. We get straight to it and we try to drive permanent change through high-intensity effort. Intensity is another core feature. We really push the clients, not to breaking point, but we do push clients out of their comfort zone because that's where the growth happens and the change happens. Speaking as a speech pathologist, I find the program can be exhausting for us as well because it really is that full hour of vocal intensity. And I guess the last part that's really important for people to understand is that we measure the changes objectively as we go. So LSVT comes with special software and microphones that are calibrated to exactly the right levels. And that enables us to give the client feedback on exactly what's happening with their volume and their pitch as the treatment continues. Interestingly, the treatment was devised back in the 1980s, as I mentioned, but what we now know is that the treatment is consistent with, I guess, what we'd now call principles of motor learning or neural plasticity, where we know that in other areas, if we pursue intense, complex targets that have meaning to the client, that it's more likely to drive a permanent change. So interesting that it preceded all of the talk that now happens on neuroplasticity, but it's very consistent with it.
And this program is delivered over a period of time. What sort of time frame?
It's delivered over a period of 30 days, which sounds like a long time, but most of the time it's delivered sort of one-to-one with a speech pathologist. And the way it works is it's 4 days a week in the clinic with the speech pathologist, and on the other days, and actually after each session, there's sort of home exercises that are assigned between each of the sessions. The sessions themselves go for 1 hour. And what we do is we actually start off with quite basic things like making sure we use our new loud voice out in the waiting room or with loved ones and family. But as we go through the program, our missions become a slightly more elaborate. So we might get people to leave voice messages for loved ones, or we might even send them out to talk to shopkeepers or other situations where they know that they often don't speak loudly enough to practice their new loud voice. And by doing that, with lots of practice, lots of intensity, lots of repetition, we help them recalibrate their idea of how much effort they actually need to put in if they want their voices to be within the normal range.
There's a degree of complexity here, and you're certified to deliver the LSVT Loud program. What does accreditation involve?
Not all speech pathologists are accredited to deliver LSVT Loud, and usually you have to be a certified practicing speech pathologist to even enroll in the course. And the way it works, it's a rigorous training program. From memory, it was about 12 or 14 hours. And then there's an exam at the end. And the great thing about LSVT is that it constantly improves. So in addition to needing to pass the exam, you need to be retested and recertified every 2 years just to make sure that you've read the latest research and that you're applying it clinically. I was really lucky in a sense that as a student, I found myself at St. Vincent's Hospital in the rehab department, and there were some terrific speech pathologists there. And so I got to see them delivering the treatment. I got to participate in delivering it, and then I got to do the online training course.
So back to your patients, or in general, not just your patients, but under the program, talk to us about the overall success rates and how long the improvements last.
Like everything with LSVT Loud, there's been a lot of research done on it. So we know about 30,000 clients have completed the program worldwide in 54 countries. So it very much is a global program. The research tells us that about 90% of clients significantly improve their loudness. One question I get asked quite a lot is, how long do the gains last? After this month of really intense training, do you keep the gains or do you lose them? And the answer is that in 80% of cases, the clients are able to maintain those wonderful gains in their volume for at least 2 years after they've finished it. Now, anecdotally, many of my clients have been able to maintain their gains for longer than that, but only if they continue their home practice after we've completed the program. And what a lot of clinicians and what LSVT Loud Global have promoted is the idea of sort of checking in every 6 to 12 months after you've finished the program, just to make sure that your calibration is still accurate and that you are still doing the work. And what I find is doing it that way, people feel a little bit more accountable if they're going to go and check back in, but also more driven to see this as not just a one-off four-week boot camp, if you like, but a permanent change in the way that they approach their vocal loudness. And certainly that calibration process, making sure that they can hear how loud they are in their own head and know how much work they need to put in to stay loud is really important. And it's quite common, for example, for clients in the early stages of the program to think that they're shouting when in fact they're within the normal range. And every now and then you meet a client who does so well with the program that they recover not only their normal voice, but they can sometimes get even a little bit loud. And that's so exciting when it happens because it really shows that it's worked. And in that case, the job of the speech pathologist is to make sure that we're recalibrating that so that there's no vocal strain, there's no shouting, and again, that the patient or the client has an accurate idea of how much effort they need to put in to be within the normal range, not above it and certainly not below it.
So do most people with Parkinson's seek therapy for speech problems?
Yeah, I wish the answer to that question was yes. But alas, one study showed that only 3 to 4% of people with Parkinson's disease receive treatment from a speech pathologist, which is a shockingly low number.
Yes.
Given that there's so much good evidence that this really works and that it's a safe and effective treatment. One of my missions, if you like, in life is to try to advocate, try to do more public advocacy and try to educate people that there are some things that are very helpful, particularly because the consequence of losing your voice can be so devastating. You can end up isolated and depressed. You can end up relying on other people to do things that if you did the program would be fully capable of doing for yourself. It is such a terrific program.
And so many people are obviously missing out.
Yeah, so many people are missing out. And access is another issue. It's not always easily accessible. And I know that the LSVT Loud people are continually working on different ways of delivery. So there are trials underway, I understand, on things like group therapy, on things like telehealth, doing it over a webcam.
Right.
All of these types of things. There are obviously some technical challenges in terms of measuring volume and pitch changes and things like that, but the LSVT Loud crowd are very much on that for the reason that we want anyone who wants to do this program to be able to access it.
Well, keep up the excellent work.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.